This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah, who is entitled to our praise and our gratitude. We ask Allah for guidance, we ask Allah for forgiveness, and we ask Allah for protection. We bear witness that there is absolutely no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to have taqwa of him as it is his right. It is the right of Allah upon us that we have taqwa, that we have awareness and consciousness, and that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what he has commanded, and we stay away from that which he prohibited, that is taqwa. Allah has blessed us and favored us and gifted us the month of Ramadan as an opportunity to train and develop and grow and increase in taqwa. So let us take advantage of this gift from Allah, and let us heed the command and the reminders of Allah in the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of al-muttaqeen. Ibadah, acts of worship, are meant to do something called islah. They are meant to rectify. They are meant to bring about positive change. They are meant to create an environment and a community and an individual of goodness. All ibadat, all acts of worship that Allah commanded us to do are meant to achieve islah, to rectify and purify. An example of that is how Allah described salah. Of the most important obligations and acts of worship is salah. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to him, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqim as-salah." Allah commanded the Messenger, and by extension you and I, his ummah, recite the book of Allah. Recite what has been revealed to you from the book of Allah and establish salah. Then Allah described how salah is a tool for positive change, for impact. Allah said, "Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Allah said, salat, this institution, this act of worship, it prevents and it causes to cease and desist fahsha and munkar, inappropriate and unacceptable, unethical, immoral, unhealthy behavior. Salah serves as a barrier and as an ending to that which causes destruction. And henceforth, this act of worship of ibadah does islah, it rectifies, it builds. And all acts of worship, قِسْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, you can compare all acts of worship to that same principle. In this month of Ramadan, there are so many acts of worship that we are encouraged to do and that alhamdulillah we are engaging in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in goodness. But if I were to ask the question, what is the most prominent and important act of worship in this month? And it's not a trick question. The youngest child in our school can answer. It's sawm, fasting. That is the most prominent act of worship. Likewise, sawm and fasting should also be a tool for islah, should also be a means of rectifying. And rectifying not only the individual, but the individual and the family and the community and society as a whole. But under one condition. There is one very important condition. Actually, two. Somebody may have heard the verse we recited earlier. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Allah made an emphatic, declarative statement of fact. Salah prevents bad behavior. Somebody can come and say, well, there's a lot of people doing salah and having very bad behavior. So, did Allah say something wrong or incorrect? Well, that's not possible. مَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا There is no one more truthful in speech than Allah. So then the problem is not with what Allah declared, and the problem is not with the institution of worship that Allah has decreed upon us. The problem must be with those of us that are performing this act of worship. The ulama said, in order for salah and sawm and all of the acts of worship to be a means for islah, there must be two conditions. Ikhlas, sincerity. And that's why a few weeks ago the topic was ikhlas. That's how we begin every act of worship, including Ramadan and fasting. Ikhlas, sincerity. And number two, أداء الفريضة على الوجه الصحيح. To perform that act of worship in the appropriate manner, fulfilling all of its prerequisites and conditions, required actions, encouraged and praiseworthy actions, the whole package. Acts of worship are a package deal. We got to fulfill the whole package in order for us to get the full benefit. Imagine someone gets a job and they're offered a benefits package. But then they only show up one day out of the week. And then when they don't get their benefits, they complain. They say, well, you didn't even show up, but you want all the benefits? You got to take the whole package in order to receive the whole benefits package. So when we come to sawm, fasting, the ulama, they said something very interesting. They said, as-sawmu darajat. They said, fasting is on levels. And the sa'imeen, the people that fast, they are on maratib. They are on different levels. So they said, the first level is what the ulama called sawm al-awam. Average sawm. Average fasting. Which is what? Which is when a person fulfills the technical definition of fasting. When we look in the books of fiqh, they say the technical definition of fasting is al-imsaku anil muftirat, to abstain from things that nullify the fast. What is that? Al-aklu wa shurbu wal jima', eating and drinking and intercourse from sunrise to sunset. That's a technical definition. That's a very initial stage of fasting. And they said sawmul awam, the average fasting, is people that abstain from these three things. Are you fasting? Yes, I'm fasting. What does that mean? It means I don't eat, I don't drink, and I don't have intercourse from sunrise to sunset. End of story. And they said, this type of fasting, no one shines. No one stands out. النَّاسُ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ Everybody who is fasting does this, because it's the bare minimum. Anyone who claims to be fasting is fulfilling this. Nobody is shining. Nobody is better than anyone else. Standard procedure. Then they said, go to level two. They said level two is what the ulama called صَوْمُ الْخَوَاصِ The fasting of a special caliber, specific type of fasting. And they said, what is that? They said this is when a person fulfills the technical definition. They don't eat, they don't drink, and they don't have intercourse. But on top of that, all of the jawarih, all of the limbs of the body are also fasting. And so the eyes are not looking towards what is haram. And the ears are doing sawm, they're not listening to what is haram. And the hands are doing sawm, they're not touching or engaging in any physical action that is impermissible. The feet are not traversing and carrying the body to any place that is displeasing to Allah. The tongue is also fasting. Not the taste buds, but the actual tongue. Meaning there is no statements, there is no bad statements. There is no lying, there is no cursing, there is no fighting or arguing. And they said, this is the special type of soul. This is level 2. This is like an advanced. Here is where people start to shine. Here are where the servants of Allah really start to shine. And we find so many statements of the Prophet ﷺ indicating to us that this is the type of fasting that we should be aspiring to. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنْ سَابَّكَ أَحَدٌ أَوْ جَهِلَ عَلَيْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. The Prophet ﷺ said, if anybody curses you or insults you or is ignorant in their behavior with you, then you respond by saying, I am sa'im, I am fasting. I am fasting. The Prophet repeated it twice. And here you find the response is daf'u as-sayyi'ati bil-hasana. Repelling something evil with something good. How many of us repel evil with more evil? And two wrongs never made a right. So there is repelling evil with goodness. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. In the Qur'an Allah said, repel the evil with something good. There is also مُقَابَلَةُ الْإِسَاءَةِ بِالْإِحْسَانِ. That a person is faced with some harm, but they don't respond back with harm, they respond back with righteousness and purity. There is preventing harm from continuing. If somebody is harmed and then they harm back, it becomes a perpetual cycle of harm. And this is something that psychologists study. People that are abused, if they do not go through the proper therapy and treatment, they end up being abusers. And the cycle of abuse continues. But Allah gave us the institutions of ibadat to stop. Stop the cycles of bad behavior. Stop the perpetuation and the cycle of evil actions. And the third is تَحَمُّلِ أَذَنَّاسِ. To have a big heart. To be patient and forbearant. And absorb the ignorance and the wrongdoing of other people and let it end there. As one of the early scholars who was harmed by an oppressive ruler, when he was harmed by this ruler, he made an amazing dua. And his dua was to the effect of, I ask Allah that I am the last person that you do this to. Which is very beautiful. And in that is a love for goodness in the whole community and society. This is how acts of worship become tools for positive change, for islah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ always connected societal ills with acts of worship. There is a direct connection between obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the positive impact that it has around us. One example of that, the Prophet ﷺ encouraged young people whose hormones are getting really active and they want to move around and do all kinds of things. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O young people. The Prophet recognized and know what's going on inside their bodies and in their minds. مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. If you have the ability and the maturity, physical and financial, then get married. And if you can't, then the Prophet ﷺ said, do sawm. Then fast. One of our scholars in Medina, he said, many young people, they have this burning fire inside them to move around and do things that they shouldn't be doing. So they are told, the Prophet ﷺ said, fast. So they fast a day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. And like, it didn't work. I give up. He said, this is continuous fasting. The Salam that the Prophet ﷺ here is talking about is continuous fasting. But the point is, look how the Prophet drew a parallel between this act of worship and positive change. Impact on the person. And that impact on the person is going to spread in the community. Because a person that can control their hormones, can control their desires, can keep themselves calm and composed, they will not engage in fahsha. They will not engage in lewd behavior. They will not destroy family structures. The benefit and the output will reach far. How many of us are fasting from food, drink, and intercourse from sunrise to sunset, but our eyes are looking at haram? And Allah in the Quran said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Allah said, tell the believing men to lower their gaze. Tell the believing women to lower their gaze. How many of us are fasting from food, drink, and intercourse from sunrise to sunset? But our ears are hearing that which is haram. And Allah in the Quran said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. And Allah said in the Quran, don't you ever be fooled. Hearing and sight and even your emotions, all of that will be asked about. How many of us are abstaining from food and drink and intercourse from sunrise to sunset, but the tongue is moving very fast? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a single word is uttered except that there is a supervisor watching and recording every single word that is uttered. The objective, the hikmah, the maqsad, the objective, the higher objective of fasting and of all ibadat is not to abstain from food and drink and intercourse. This is not the main objective. This is a means to train the body and the mind to have a higher level of abstaining. And they said this is sawmul jawarih. The Sahabi Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ عَلَيْكَ وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينَ وَلَا يَكُنْ يَوْمُ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمُ فِطْرِكَ سَوَاءَ. The companion Jabir, he said, if you're truly fasting, then make sure your eyes and your ears are fasting as well. And he said, and if you are truly fasting, then there should be upon you a sense of tranquility and calm and composure. And the companion Jabir said, don't ever let a day of fasting and a day of eating be the same. If the only difference between a day of fasting and a day of eating is the presence or absence of food, drink, and intercourse from sunrise to sunset, then that is a very low level of fasting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate our ibadah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate us through acts of ibadah. قُلُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وأنعم وأكرم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The ulama said the first level of fasting is صوم العوام, which is just to abstain from food and drinking and intercourse. And they said the next level after that is صوم الخواص, a specific higher level of fasting, which is when the entire body and all of the limbs engage in fasting as well, not just the abdomen. And the third level of fasting, they said, is صوم خصوص الخصوص, the most specific of specific type of fasting, the highest level of fasting. And they said this is when a person trains themselves and remains consistent and diligent upon the ibadat, upon the acts of worship, to the point where their own heart tastes the sweetness of this ibadah and craves it more. And that's a level that many of us may think is unattainable. We may think that's a level I can't reach. I can't reach a level where I actually end up craving the ibadah. But actually you can. You most certainly can. And without getting too theoretical, I would like to share one way that we can achieve that. And it actually begins with an intention, but a specific intention. There are many of us that are engaging in this act of worship and maybe even excelling in it. But let us ask ourselves, is my intention muaqqat? The scholars said it is صومٌ مؤقت عادة لا عبادة, meaning I'm fasting just a temporary period. I'm doing an excellent job. All of my limbs are engaging in fasting and in obedience of Allah, but it's for a specific term. And once the day of Eid comes, then I can relax and all of that hard work can come to an end. The scholar said, if that's the subconscious idea in the mind of the fasting person, then this is a fasting of custom, not a fasting of worship. Meaning you're doing it because it's customary, it's the norm, it's the culture. Ramadan comes, we engage in this act of worship. So what we need to do is we need to adjust our intention. So we remove this deadline. So we treat this act of worship as a state of being rather than as a temporary activity that we are to engage in. As you are fasting in these days, do not think to yourself, I am going to be in this heightened state of ibadah only until a certain point and then I will revert back to how I was before Ramadan started. If that's a thought in our subconscious, then of course we will be stuck at a very average and at a very typical level of quality. But we want to enhance the quality of our ibadah. So have this intention that it is not temporary, it is not muaqqat. This isn't going to come to an end, this is something that I am seeking. And whoever takes a stroll, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will run towards them. And whoever goes towards Allah a handspan, Allah will move closer to them the length of an arm. So all we need to do is put in a limited amount of effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond and grant us tawfiq and success. We ask Allah to open our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us and to help us to worship Him in the best of ways. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help us and inspire us to worship You and to remember You and to be grateful to You in the most perfect and beautiful of ways. Before we close, we just want to remind everyone that Salatul Fajr will change to 4:45 a.m. starting this Sunday. And there are still some spots and an opportunity to sponsor or participate in the sponsoring of the iftar here in the community. And the reward for feeding a fasting person is great. And also a reminder of Zakatul Fitr. The boxes have been placed around the masjid. And this is the mandatory zakat, the mandatory charity that we must give for each person in our household before Eid. This is a zakat that is to be delivered before Eid. And the objective of it is that all members of the community, the broader community, are able to participate and enjoy the day of Eid and not be hindered by their poverty or their needs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and to protect us from the torment of the hellfire. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Send salutations and compliments upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa aqim as-salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح